Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, Maseches Tanis, Daf Yud Gimel. We begin five lines from the top of the Amud. Amar Rav Chisda, although we learned yesterday that during these Taniyos, the fast days which were established due to the drought, they would refrain from Rechitza as well. So we learned about three sets of fast days. First set of three, followed by another set of three, followed by a final set of seven. And they would get progressively more and more severe in terms of restrictions. For instance, in the second and third sets of fast days, we have Issur Rechitza as well. So although we don't wash, but, says Rav Chisda, there is a difference between Issur Rechitza on Yom Tanis, which is not as severe and restrictive as during the days of Avelos, when a person observes the days of Shiva due to the loss of a relative. The point over there is to have full focus on the tragedy, on the event. Rashi in Sukkah says it provides kavod for the mace. The mace wants to keep in touch, so to speak, with those that he left behind. So the point there is to stay fully focused, refraining from any type of personal enjoyable experiences, including rinsing, and the fact that it has a chumrah over a tanis tzibur, Amar Rav Chisda, kol shuhu mishum evil. Whenever one is experiencing restrictions due to avelus, kigoin tisha b'av, v'avel, for instance, avel, the days of Shiva, or tisha b'av as well, which was modeled after avelus because it marks the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So that carries a greater chumrah over Tanis Tzibur, and therefore it's Osur Bein Bacham and Bein Mitzoynin. One cannot wash, whether in hot water or even in cold water. Even washing with cold is meant to be refrained from. Kol Shum Shem Tanig, however, when the point is to refrain from enjoyable experiences, could go in Tanis Tzibur. In that case, only Bechamen is Asr. Rinsing with hot water is Asr. True bathing is Asr. That's a true experience. That's true Hanah. And Tanuk is not meant to be done. But Soinin Mutar, bathing with cold, that's okay, because this lesser degree of Tanuk is not important enough. It doesn't have the significance of a true hot water bath, and therefore is Mutar on Tanis Tzibur. Now the Bach points out, of course, on Yom Kippur itself, which is a Deiraisa, at least according to some Rishonim, the Issur Rechitza is truly Deiraisa. Some say it's only an Asmachta. In any case, the point is, over there it's Mochamer, we treat it more severely, and in that case, even a low degree of Tanuk, such as rinsing with cold, would be Asr. But here we're speaking about contrasting Avelos and Tisha B'Av as well, which is due to the Churban, in contrast to the typical Tanis Tzibur, where the Issur Rechitza is just to minimize pleasure and enjoyment, and this low-level enjoyment, bathing with cold, is not a problem. So two chidushim, Avelos prohibits even cold, Tanis Tzibur allows cold. Amar Rav Yehuda bar Avin, afanna namitanina. You know what, our Mishnah also seems to support this concept that on a Tanis Tzibur only Bechamin is Asr, Betzoinin is Mutter. Mishnah says, V'noyalin esach merchatzois, they lock up the bathhouses. Typically, a bathhouse provides hot water. Apparently, only hot is Asr. Amli Abaye, you're proving that Tzoinin is Mutter? What else would the Mishnah have to say if Tzoinin would be Asr? Meaning, what do you see in the wording of the Mishnah that we're excluding an Isser by Tzoynin? If Ibit Tzoynin Asr, well, if the Mishnah would be including Tzoynin in the Isser, would it use different words? Seichun Asanaharis Min Bailai? The Mishnah would have said, well, we block up the rivers? What else could the Mishnah have said other than what it did say, lock up the bathhouses? But perhaps, really, you can't rinse in cold either. Is that what it should have said? Lock up the rivers? Rav Shisha was the son of Rav Idi. I came to explain his father's diuk, his father's raya. That's why in his mutar natanas tzibur. Abba, my father of Idi, I'll explain to you what he had in mind. This is what the was kasha. This is the difficulty that he encountered in Lashna Mishnah, and this was his diuk as follows. Mechti, let's take a look. Tanan, the Mishnah, but he says, Asa Baruchitza, you can't bathe. Why does the Mishnah repeat, Noyalin Esamar Chitzois? Lamali, what's the point of that? It's a repetitive Lashon, unless the Mishnah is trying to point out something, to make it cooler. Elav Shema Mina, apparently the Mishnah is trying to tell us, Bechaman Asr, only in Haaretz Asr, such as the water typically found in a Beis HaMarchetz. But Betzoyin and Mutar, you can rinse, you can bathe, you can shower with cold. And that was derived from our Mishnah. That soin in his mutter netanas tzibur. Leim masayele. Perhaps we can have a raya from a brisa. To Rav Chizda's chiddush that an avil must refrain even from rechitza betsoinin. Halacha says kol chayavei tefilos. All those individuals who are obligated to do tefila, they're tamei and they have a mitzvah to be tovel. Tovel in kedark and they can be tovel as usual. Beim betisha b'av, beim yom kippurim. Why? Rashi says a tefila bezmano. Mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to be tovel in the right time. Tosfos Yeshanim, actually, at the end of Yuma, explains it a bit differently. He says, even if tefillah b'zmanah is lav mitzvah, but you meant to know that the tefillah's mitzvah is not considered a tanuk. It's not rechitza shel tanuk. It's not bathing, which is meant to bring enjoyment. It's being done for the sake of mitzvah, and therefore it can be done on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur as well. Now, let's analyze the price. But my askinon, what are you speaking about? What type of temperature? What type of water is he dealing with? Ilima b'chamen. Hot water? Tevila b'chamen mi'ika. How can you be tevil in hot water? She'uveninu. They're drawn. Rashi learns. To heat up the water, you have to use kettles. You have to use pots. They were drawn in a kli and unsuitable for mikveh. Tosfos brings a raya from our Gemara that mayim she'uvim, which were spilled out, allowed to trickle into the pool, are also asur. Even hamshacha does not rectify the psul of mayim she'uvim. Other mefarshim learn using hot water for a mikveh is acceptable because it appears like a merchatz. It's a gzeira midrabbanan. It could be confused with an ordinary bathhouse. In any case, the Gemara seems to find difficulty with this assertion that we're speaking about being tovel on hot water. Okay, so that's off. Elalav b'tzoinin. Apparently, we're speaking about being tovel on a cold mikveh. And what does the brisa say? Who can do it? V'chayave tvilais in. Only those who have a chiv to be tovel can do so. Inish achrin eloy. Typically, a person cannot be tovel, cannot rinse, bathe, or shower in cold water. Why? Because it's Tisha B'Av. You're observing the Churban Beis Hamikdash. You're being avil. And likewise, Yom Kippur, like we said before, carries that extra chumra. It's a writer of Chizda. An avil must keep away even from cold. Omer of Chana Bar Katina, no. Perhaps we're speaking about hot water, and that's why it's a problem. But cold would not be a problem. How can you be tovel in hot water? It's mayim shuvin. Lenitzrucha. We're speaking elo lechami Tveria. Naturally hot water. From the hot springs of Tveria. And that explains why typically you can't use this hot water, because you can't be tovel. You can't be reichetz on Tisha B'Av on Yom Kippur, but a chayvet tefillah shel mitzvah can. If that's the case, that tzoinen would not be a problem on Tisha B'Av, Amos Sefer, let's proceed to the next part of the Brice. Amar Rav Chanina, Skana Kehanim, he disagrees. Skip the tefillah on Tisha B'Av. Kedayu, Beis Elokeinu, the house of our Hashem is worthy enough. La'abid olav tefillah ach pamachas b'shan, to skip one tefillah a year. Don't be tovel on Tisha B'Av. Don't divert your mind from the Churban Beis Hamikdash and be preoccupied with your own needs. So according to him, we don't allow tefillah on Tisha B'Av. Now, if according to you we're speaking dafka because it's hot water, but cold would be mutter, why would you have to skip? Just be tovel in cold. It's not a problem. Be amras b'tzoyin and mutter, if you maintain that you can bathe in cold on Tisha B'Av, Yirchatz B'Tzoinin, let him just be tovel in cold water. Why would Rav Chanina Skana Gahanim maintain that you have to skip tefillah altogether? I'm not Papa Ba'astra L'Shchech Tzoinin, we're speaking even in a place where there's no cold. All you have is hot. Still says Rav Chanina, skip the tefillah. But technically speaking, if you really can have access to a cold mikvah, you can be tovel. because during Ma'avelus, perhaps Tzenin is mutter. So in any case, we have no Nuraya one way or the other. We attempted to bring a Raya from here, then Ovel is Aser B'Tzenin, and we don't really have any conclusion one way or the other. Toshma, now we're going to have a Kasha, actually a Kasha of Chizda. We're going to prove from the next Brisa that even during Itanis Tzibur, want us to keep away from rinsing B'Tzenin. A full body wash, even with cold water, is Aser. You meant to know a couple of things regarding those Yisurim on Atanas. Yisurim Malach is only during daytime, which is the Iker time when a person is preoccupied with Malacha. That's the Iker time that a person is meant to focus on Tshuva, like we learned yesterday. So the Yisurim Malach only applies by day. But during the first day, the night of the Tanis, Malach is Mutter. Next, Kusha Amru Asur Ben Ilas Asandal. We speak about going barefoot. That's only in the city. But if he's traveling, we allow him to wear shoes out of necessity. It's not called a tonic. He needs it for his travels. Well, how do you go about doing this? He's about to leave on his journey. Put on your shoes. He comes back into town. He doesn't really need the shoes. Remove the shoes and go barefoot. Next. And here's the crucial point of the Brais. When we speak about refraining from rinsing, it only applies to a full body bathe. Full body bath. But just to bathe, rinse, face, hands, and feet, that's mutter. The same concept applies to one who is in nidui, experiencing a cherem, one who is in mourning. Let's assume that when the Braisa connects Avil to Tanis, it's regarding all these halachas. Melacha, Yilasa Sandal, Rechitza. Oh. And what are we saying? That you can do Rechitza on Panav Yadav Araglav by Tanis Tzibur, and by Avil as well. Now, Ubamaya Skinan, what type of water are we speaking about? Ilame Bacham and perhaps hot water. That doesn't work. You're allowing it. An oval to rinse face, hands, and feet with hot water? How can you maintain that? How can you suggest that an oval can do even a partial rinse with hot water? Rav Sheshes tells us, an oval cannot even stick his finger into hot water, even though it's just a partial rinse, part of his body. A minute part of his body, just a finger, is also b'chamin. So you can't suggest that an oval can rinse panav yadav araglav with chamin. Of course not. Elav b'tsoinin. Apparently the Brisa is speaking about cold water. And that's why we say, well, panav yadav araglav is mutter by the tanis tzibur, and likewise by the oval. Why? Because first of all, it's cold. Secondly, it's just part of his body. So you have two factors working in your favor. And that's why it's mutter by Tanis Tzibur and Avil. Apparently, if it's a full body rinse, even with cold water, it would be usher by Tanis Tzibur as well. Because the Braisa puts both together. Avil and Tanis Tzibur are the same halachas. That's a kashan of Chiz. Who says that Bitsoinin would be mutter by Tanis Tzibur. Because it's true, it's a full body bathe, but it's cold water. It doesn't have the same degree of tonic as hot water. Says the Gemara, no. Don't bring me a kasha from this price. Lo'ilam b'cham. Perhaps it's speaking about hot water. And that's why the price says that panav yodav araglav can be rinsed with chamin on a tanis. Why? Although it's hot water, but it's just a partial rinse, part of his body. So you have one factor in favor. That's all you need, vitanis. Right? If the two factors in the negative, it's hot water, full bath, that's usur. If it's cold water, even if it's a full bath, is mutter. Because you have one factor in your favor. And likewise, even if it's hot water, But if it's only a partial bath, pani over the other raglav is also mutter. According to Rav Chisder, the only time it's aser by tanis tzibur is if there are two factors in the negative. But if you have only one factor in the negative and one favorable factor, again, either it's full body but it's cold, or it's hot water but it's only part of the body, it's mutter. And that's what the Brisa is speaking about. We're speaking about b'chamin, hot water, panav yadav araglav, only part of his body, and that's why it's mutter by a tanis. This degree of pleasure is mutter. But then you had a kasha. The same halacha applies to a menuda, an aval, and that didn't work because by an aval we say you're more machmer, even if there's only one negative factor. For instance, temperature, hot water, but yet even part of his body, it's also aser. Likewise, if it's full body and cold, it's also aser. By an aval, even one negative factor is a problem. So how can you say that the aval could go ahead and rinse himself panav yadav ragel with hot water? Answer is asher kai. The connection between aval and tanis is referring to the other halachas. We spoke about three things: malacha, nilas hasandal, and rechitza. Regarding malacha and nilas hasandal, we connect aval to tanis tzibur. Same halacha, same guidelines. When it comes to rinsing, when it comes to rechitza, it's a different story. And once again, according to Rav Chisda, the conclusion would be that when you have two factors in the negative, A, the temperature, it's hot, B, it's a full bath, of course it's aser in all cases, whether it's Tanis Tzibur, Avil, Tisha B'Av. When you have two positive factors, cold water and only part of the guf, in all cases it's mutter. When you have one element in your favor and one element in the negative, in that case, by tanis tzibur it's mutter and by aval it's aser. For instance, it's a full bath but it's cold water. Tanis tzibur is mutter, aval is still aser. If it's hot water but only panav yadav araglav, once again, by tanis tzibur it's mutter. Because this degree of pleasure is mutter by tanis tzibur, whereas by aval, we say even a finger. Because it's hot water. So you have one negative factor. It's hot water. Therefore, it's us. Tashma. Once again, we have a kashan of chizda from a brisa, which seems to tell us that an oval may take a full bath. But signing the Omar of Abba coin, Mishum Rabbi Yosi coin, Maasa. It was a story of Meisa Bonov. Rabbi Yosi Ben Chanina. Rabbi Yosi's children passed away. V'rachatz b'tzoinin kol shiva, and he rinsed using cold water all throughout the shiva period. Apparently, b'tzoinin is mutter, even by an aval, because tzoinin is that favorable factor which allows you to do rachitz, even though it's a full body bath. Hasam kishatach fu avel of hava. That was a unique case. The avelus occurred in close succession. One son passed away, then another son. He was overwhelmed, and we make exception for that case. The sanya tokfu avel of zechazeh. The person experienced lo yaleinu tragedy after tragedy. Tokfu is a lashon of tekef, with immediacy, close succession. So we allow some leniencies. Hichbit se'oroi, if his hair gets too heavy, make a bit tarik and trim it a bit, lighten it a bit with using a razor. Umachabes k'susib b'mayim, could rinse, could do laundry, just using water. Rav Chisda betar, only by using a razor. Rav Lebi Mesparayim, not with a scissor. You have to show shinui. You have to deviate. Refrain from conventional haircutting. So just a razor, a slight trim. Likewise, when it comes to washing his clothing, b'mayim, using water. Rav Lebi Neser, Rav Lebi Choyal, not using any cleansing agents. A special exception. In this case, we had tragedies close proximity to each other. But typically, an aval has to keep away from rechitza, even b'tzoinin. Amar Rava, Rava disagrees with Rav Chisda. Cold water by an aval, never a problem. Aval mutter lirchatz b'tzoinin kol shiva. You know what? An aval can use tzoinin all throughout the shiva period. Midah dehava bistra b'chamra. You know what it's like? We allow the aval to eat basar, chamra to drink wine? The Gemara soon tells us, I want to give him something to alleviate his anxiety and his pain and his tsar. And therefore, this rechita batsoina, this degree of pleasure is so minimal, it's not considered an interference with his avilus. Meisvei of Akasha on Rabbah from a Braisa, where it seems to say that an avil may not be rechitz batsoinen, like Shitas Rav Chisda. Eina boigeres rasho lenavilus atzmo. Bimei evil of you. A begeris, an older girl, who's of marriageable age, she may not appear derelict. She can't make herself ugly, refrain from rinsing, even during the shiva, during the period of mourning for her father. Honara, so we have a dik, apparently a younger girl who doesn't have that consideration. Rasha, she's allowed to observe avelis, and Tosis learns Rasha means she has to observe dini avelis in honor of her father. Now let's analyze the topic. What are we speaking about? In what way is she observing avelis? Mala b'ruchitz, apparently we're speaking about rinsing. So the begeris goes ahead and rinses, and the nara does not. Umay, now what is she using to be roichetz? Ilam b'chamin, we're speaking about hot water. The Braisa tells us, Einam begeris rashoa. The begeris may not refrain from rinsing. She has to be roichetz even during avelis. Rinse with hot water. How can we make exception in this case because of the concept of the factor of nisuin? How can she go ahead and go against the avelus, which is a chiv? I love bitsuin. Apparently, we're speaking about cold water, which isn't really technically asur. We say, look, the begeris should take care to appear attractive to. She says people should make a good impression. Whereas an Aru doesn't have that consideration. So what do we see here? We see that a Naru should refrain from rinsing Bitsoinen, even though it's just Soinen. And Avil's also Bitsoinen. That's a kasha to Rav, who tells us Soinen is never an issue. Says in Reloi, a kichel pirchus. We're not speaking about washing or rinsing. We're speaking about kichel, applying some eye paint, pirchus, braiding the hair. Other forms of beautification, which isn't really technically usher during the avelus. It's not like rachitz. And therefore, we say that the begeris should keep away from these types of restrictions, you know, to enhance her appearance. Whereas a nara must go ahead and observe these restrictions. Says the Morleima Masayeli, perhaps we're going to have a raya to Rav. Rav who tells us that an oval may rinse but soinen. We have a raya to Omer of Abba Koin, Mishum Rav Yesi HaKoin, Maiso, Mesu, Bnoya, Bonav Shol, Rav Yesi HaBrev Chanina. That was the brayso we had earlier. His sons passed away. V'rochas but soinen kol shivan. He rinsed but soinen. Apparently an oval may do that. Amri answers the Gemara, like we said before, Hosom, that was an exceptional case. V'shatokfu avelov zechazeh, experienced avelos, one after the other, he was overwhelmed, the sanya, tokfu avelov zechazeh, if one has that experience, then we allow some kulois, hichbetz ori mekel batar. His hair gets overgrown, he can trim it with a razor, or mechabes ksusa b'mayim, he can do some laundry using water, or rav chizda batar, he can trim specifically only with a razor, avelov misparayim, not your typical scissors, B'mayim, he can wash his clothes with water. V'loy b'neser v'choyel, not with neser v'choyel, v'loy b'oil, all kinds of cleansing agents. So there's no raya to Rava's chiddush. Ikad amri. Now there was actually another girsa of Rava, which conforms with Rav Chisda. Amar Rava, aval asur b'tzoynin kol shiva. In fact, an aval cannot bathe even b'tzoynin throughout the 7 days of shiva. Now, ma'ishna b'basar v'yayin. So according to the first edition, Rava compared it to the heter to have meat and wine. And here we're saying it's asr. Now we have a kasha. Why is it different than basar v'yayin, which is allowed during the shiva period? The reason why we allow basar v'yayin is to alleviate, help him alleviate his anxiety, his pain, and his tsar, to give him some outlet. When it comes to rinsing, that's too much of a diversion from the avelus, and we don't allow it even b'tzoinen. Lema misayerli. Now the same kasha we had before from the brisa on the first gift, so Rava, now we're going to use that brisa as a raya to Rava, who now says that Tzoynin is Asr. Brisa says, Eina begeres rasho laval atzma. The older girl cannot appear derelict. Hakt hanara rasho. Apparently the younger girl may do so, is meant to do so. My, what are we speaking about? Rinsing with what? Ilum b'chamin, with hot water. She tell me that the begeres can go ahead and rinse, can bathe in hot. Eina begeres rasho. She's not allowed to observe avelus. V'amar avchizda. That's a true iser. Bathing in hot is aser. We can't allow any exceptions here. I love bit soinin. Oh, must be speaking about bathing in cold. And here we say the begeris should not keep that restriction. She should appear attractive, whereas the naro doesn't have that consideration. No, says the raif from here, that an oval is meant to refrain from tsoinin. So tsoinin is not as severe as chamin, and therefore we make exception. We allow the begeris, but the naro is meant to observe the sister and refrain from rechitza bet soinin. It's a right to the second girsa of Rava. Loi, no, we're not speaking about rinsing at all. Akichul pirchas, speaking about other forms of beautification. And then we make that exception. The begeris should be careful not to appear ugly, as opposed to the naro, who doesn't have that consideration. But rechitza, that's not the topic of conversation. Omar of Chizd, Zoisei Meres. Now that we've come to this point, that we say that Kichul Upirchus should not be done, typically should not be done during the Me'avelis, unless there's a special need to do so. So we learn from here that an Aval is not meant to be preoccupied with his own personal appearance, and therefore Aval also betachboises kol shiva. Not only may Aval not take a haircut or rinse, he can't even do tachboises, laundry. He can't be occupied with his beautification, with his appearance. Oh, so now we have Rav Chisda, right? One lashon of Rava, second lashon of Rava regarding Rechitza during Atanas Tzibur and during Avelos. What's the maskana behochasa? Avel asur lirchetz kol gufay ben bechamen b'metzainin kol shiva. We pass like Rav Chisda, unlike the second lashon of Rava. An Avel may not divert his mind at all from Avelos. He can't do rechitza. A full body bath is asr, whether it's chamin or tzoin, throughout the period of shiva. Aval panav yadav araglav. What about a partial rinse? Panav yadav araglav. Bechamin asr. If it's with hot water, it's asr. Because you have one factor in the negative. It's hot water. So even though it's a partial rinse, but bechamin is asr. B'tzoin in mutter. Oh, but if it's cold water. So you have two positive elements playing here. You have cold water, and it's just a panav yadav araglav. In this case, even aval is mutter. Aval losuch, but to smear with oil, I feel a kol shu asr, even a drop is asr, b'im la'aber is adzuama mutter. The point is to remove dirt. He's not trying to enhance his appearance or add comfort, just trying to remove zuama, sweat, or whatever, then it's mutter. So in conclusion, we learned regarding Isser Rechitza, it depends if it's Chamin, if it's Tzoinin, full body bath, or just Panav Yadav Araglav. Now, there are two negative elements at play. It's Chamin, and it's a full body bath. In all cases, it's Asr. Whether Tanis Tzibur, whether in a time of Avelus. On the other side of the spectrum, you have a case where both positive elements are there. It's cold water, it's tzoinin, and just panav yadav araglav. In this case, certainly it's mutter. It doesn't really have significance. It's not considered a true tonic. It's just a quick rinse with cold water. That's mutter in either case. Whether tanas tzibur or a time of avelus. The question is when you have one positive factor and one negative one. For instance, hot water. But it's only panav yadav araglav. In that case, we say, by a tanis tzibur, it's mutter. That small degree of hana is mutter, whereas by an aval, over there we're more machmer. We don't want any deviation, any diversion, and it's asr. Likewise, when it comes to tzoinin, where You have that positive factor. It's just tzoinen. Doesn't provide a proper bath. But it's called gufoy. Once again, we have that distinction between tanis tzibur where it's mutter, as opposed to by avel, where, according to Rav Chisda and the second lashon of Rava, it would be aser. Now, I just want to point out two things. Firstly, the Hagois HaBach and Amar Aleph pointed out that on Yom Kippur, although it's just a Tanis, we're very machmer. He says, Yom Kippur Shubu Dei Reisa, Afal Bishu Mishum Tanug, even though the fact that there is Tanug, it's not available. Osir Be Mechamer Be Mitzoyna, you can't do Ruchitza, whether hot or cold, part of the body or the whole body. And likewise, the Rishonim, the Ram, points out that by Tisha B'Av, we compare it to Yom Kippur. In a way that we say that even a minor rinse, even a rechitza b'tzoinen, just a part of his goof is also aser. We treat it like Yom Kippur. Now we know that on a fast day we have the special tefillah, tzloisa de tanisa. That's the aneinu Hashem aneinu b'yom tam taniseinu, which we say during Shema tefillah. Shliach Tzibur says it as a special bracha between goyel and roifei. We're going to discuss the exact placement and location of that tefillah. It's like said, the tanisa, the tefillah of a tanis, heichimat karinan, where do we place it? Where in Shemoneh Esrei does it come? Adbere Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda was the father, and he took for a walk his son, Rav Yitzchak Brei, v'darish, and he told him as follows, yachat shekibel of tanis, if an individual committed himself to a personal tanis, mispalashal tanis, even then, he will say tefilas tanis aneinu. Ve'echan oimra. Where? Where would he say it? Ben goyel l'reife. Between the brach of goyel, rein of anyenu, v'reveru and the brach of reife, refeinu Hashem v'nirafei. So we compose a special bracha, which gets inserted between those two brachas. He has a total of 19 brachas in Shemoneh Esrei. Actually today it's 20, because we have a little malshinim. But the chiddush is that he gets a special bracha, even though it's only a tanis yachat. Maskev l'Rav Yitzchak. So presumably it's the son of Yitzchak who asked his father, what do you mean? Yachid kveveya bracha la'atzmai? Do you mean to say that a yachid deserves to get his own bracha? We modify the Shemoneh Esrei for him? That's a chiddush. Elam Rav Yitzchak, no, I say it's b'shemei tefillah. You don't change the Shemoneh Esrei for a yachid. Doesn't deserve such privileges. Rather, he puts it into Shemoneh tefillah like we say today. We put it into Shemoneh tefillah. Even by Tanis Tzibur we do that. V'chein Amar Rav Sheshes b'shemei tefillah. That's what we say on Enu. May Sfei Bon Avakash. Bryce says, Ein Ben Yochid Letzibur. You know what the difference between a Yochid and a Tzibur by a Tanis is? There's one difference. Elosh Hazem Espalosh Shemayna Esrei. A Yochid davens 18 brachis in his Shemayna Esrei. Vizem Espalosh Shemayna Esrei. Whereas the Tzibur has 19 brachis. Now, my Yochid and my Tzibur. What is this term Yochid and Tzibur? Ilei mi yochid mamish. Does yochid mean that an individual who's davening, whether it's during his personal tanis or during the tanis tzibur, he will have 18 brachis, as opposed to vitz tzibur, who gets 19, that's a shas, a shliach tzibur. So that's a formula. During your own personal Shemoneh Esrei, whether it's a personal tanis, whether it's a public fast day, you have 18 brachas. You don't get that extra bracha. Your aneinu is put into Shemiat Tefillah, as opposed to Chazan. He represents the Tzibur. He composes a new bracha for aneinu. That doesn't work. Han is a Shaiasri? Do you mean that he'll only have a total of 19? Yashlech Tzibur? Esrim va'arbavu. We know that he has to add 6 more brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei during the fast days. Described in the beginning of the next parak. So it's not 19, it's really 18 plus 6, it's 24, at least 24. Ela lavachikamer, apparently the Bryce is saying like this. We're not speaking about the Chazan. He gets 24, rather. Ein ben yochid, the kibul olav tanis yochid. You know what the difference between an individual who is makabal on himself a personal tanis? In contrast to le yochid, shekibul olav tanis tzibur, so the individual is davening during a tanis tzibur. If you engage in your personal tefillah during your personal tanis, that doesn't justify adding a new bracha. You put the Tfilas Tanis into Shema Tfila. So you have a total of 18 brachas. As opposed to Bezeh, this fellow was involved in a Tanis Tzibur, even though he's engaged in his own personal quiet Tfila, Mispal Shayasri, he gets 19 brachas. He gets that extra added bracha of Anenu. Shema Mina, this proves our point. That what? Yachid Kaveh Bracha La'atzmei. Even an individual during his personal tefillah will add a new bracha when he's involved in etanas tzibur. No. Lo'elam emelach shliach tzibur. Perhaps when the Brisa says the tzibur gets 19, that's a shliach tzibur. But a yachid never gets an extra bracha. Udgekashilach. Regarding your question, shliach tzibur esrim ba'arba matzli. Shliach tzibur does 24, not 19. You know what? We're speaking about the first set of fast days. There were three sets of fast days, which would rise in severity as we go on. So the first three, Monday, Thursday, and Monday, did not have the added element of the extra brachis. Begimot tanis rishonis, the lek esim ra'arba. Even the first set of fast days, it wasn't yet so desperate, and so severe. It did not have the extra brachis. You just have your standard anenu. That gets you to 19. But of course, a yachid doesn't get an extra bracha. We're talking about the shlech tzibur, not the yachid. Is that so? That during the first three fast days, there was no 24 brachas? Look, the Mishnah draws a parallel between the first three fast days and the next set of fast days. And the Mishnah says, Ein ben, there's no difference except for the following items. Ein ben gimel rishonis, l'gimel mtziyos. You know what the only differences were between the first fast days and the middle fast days? Elo shebe'elam motor basiyas malacha, ube'elam surim basiyas malacha. The first set, you can work. In the second set of fast days, there was isra malacha, apparently. Otherwise, they're on equal footing. Halach abdalad, apparently when it comes to the extra brachas in Shemoneh Esrei, zev zev shavin. They're both equal, which means that even during the first set of fast days, they daven 24. When the Brisa speaks about 19, apparently you're not speaking about the Shliach Tzibur, speaking about an individual who does add Anenu as a separate bracha. So we're going to go back and forth, try to figure this out. What does the Brisa have in mind? That a Tzibur gets 19. Is it the Yachid who gets an extra bracha, as we suggested, or is it the Shliach Tzibur? The Yachid never gets an extra bracha. He puts his Anenu to Shema Tefillah. At this point, the Gemara says, look, we seem to have a clear eye from the Mishnah that throughout all those fast days, Shliach Tzibur would say 24 brachas. So the Brisa speaks about 19. It must be speaking about a Yachid who gets an extra bracha, funny. Tana Vashir. You know what? Although the Tana does contrast, does seek to compare the various sets of fast days, and give us one difference regarding Malacha, but the Tana Vashir, he gave a list and left something out. And perhaps he left this out. Meaning that that's another difference between the first and second fast days. In the first set of fast days, there was no 24 brachas. It was only 19, and that's what the Brisa had in mind. Shliach Tzibur says 19, but not the Yachid. Now, that's not typical to leave out just one thing. If you leave out a bunch of things, so you have a partial list. My shir, what else did he leave out? What else did he omit from his list of comparisons? The high shir, which would substantiate that he left out something else as well. Give me another thing that he left off his list. Vesu, another kasha. How can you say there's a difference between the first and second fast days? For ein ben ketoni, the Brisa clearly says, Mishnah says, there is no difference except for the following thing, malacha. Apparently, otherwise they're equal. Apparently there were 24 brachas in the first set of fast days. Apparently when the Brisa speaks about 19 brachas, it's the Yachid who gets an extra bracha. Elo says the Gemara, you know what? Tana b'suri kamayri. Tefilas le'mayri. The Brisa here is not speaking about tefilas, which will be discussed in the second paragraph. We're speaking about restrictions, limitations, isurim. You know what the difference between the first and second sets are? Yesur malacha. But perhaps there's another difference when it comes to tefillahs. We're just not talking about tefillahs here. And perhaps in the first set of three fast days, there is no chabdalat bracha. It's only 19. That's what the Brisa is speaking about. Not a yachid. It's about a shliach tzibur during those first three fast days. You always say more. Another pshat can be You know, even on the second set of fast days, I do three sets. First set contained three fast days. Next set, another three fast days. And then the final set of seven fast days. Perhaps in the middle set of three fast days, there was no 24 brachas. So now it makes sense that the Mishnah compared the first and second sets of fast days. In both cases, there's no chavdal brachas. There's only one difference. It's a malacha, but otherwise they're equal and the same. There's no additional brachas in Shemoneh Esrei. All you have is the 19. And that's what the Brisa was speaking about, the Shtech Tzibur, during those first two sets of fast days, does 19 brachas. Why, really? In the middle set, there's no chavdal brachas. But Tanya, Amen Gimel Shniyos, L'Shev Achroinis. You know what the only differences are between the second set of fast days, the three middle ones, to the last seven? It's only as follows. Elo Shebe'elu Masri and V'noel Esachan Noyos. In the last and final phase of fasting, we add Masriyan, blow the shofar, we lock up the groceries. That's the only difference between the second and third sets. Holo Chol Dvarein, apparently regarding everything else, Zevet Shavim, they're fully comparable. So you can't suggest that there was no Chavdal Brachis in the middle set of fast days. Okay, and then if the Mishnah compared the first and the second, apparently in the first fast days, it was also 24 Brachis. V'chitem, perhaps you'll say, Hachanami Tana Bashir. Now perhaps there is one more difference between the second and third fast days. On the second set, there was no Chavdalat, and the Brisa just left it out. When the Mishnah says the differences are the Tkiyos and all that, we left something out. What is it we left out? Chavdalat Brachis, which only applies in the third set, not in the second set. V'ain Bein Katani. Look at the wording in the Mishnah. There's no difference between the second and third except for the following items. Apparently, otherwise they're equal and the same. There's Chavdal Brachis in the middle set, and likewise, let's assume, in fact, if we compare the first to the second, there's Chavdal in the first one as well. And when the Brisa speak about 19 Brachis, it's the Yachid, going around in circles. Says the Gemara Tisbarak, and you say that Ein Bein Dafka, you're being medayik, the words Ein Bein, this is the only difference. We actually find another difference between the second and third sets. For Shir Teva, the Mishnah omitted the concept of teva. They used to take the Aron Kodesh out in the street. That only applied in the third set, the third and final phase of fast days. So the Brisa left it out. The Mishnah, left it out. So once we have one omission, perhaps we have more omissions, such as 24 brachas that only apply in the third and final set, not in the middle set, and perhaps in the first set as well. There's no 24. Perhaps the Brisa speaks about 19. That's the Shleach Tzibur, but the Yachid doesn't get an extra brach. I'm trying to keep a handle on the track here. Says the of Imashim Teva Lav Shiur. Well, that's not considered an omission. Using that as an example of an omission, that's not considered a shiur. The fact that the Mishnah did not point out that they only carried the Teva out in the third set, not in the second set. Mili did sinakatani. Because the Mishnah is speaking about things which they did in private. Rashi says, and sure, they would blow the shofar, they would say the brachis. We're not yet discussing things which are done publicly. We haven't really just gotten to the point of things which will be farhesi in public. So the fact that we didn't discuss the teva, that's not a riot to anything. It doesn't indicate any omission. Oh, so assuming there is no omission, let's assume that typically second and third sets are fully compatible, fully equal, fully comparable. So apparently, just as during the third set there was 24 brachis, likewise in the second set. And the fact that the other Mishnah compares the first to the second, there was 24 in the first set as well. And when the Brisa speaks about 19 brachis during a fast day, it must be the Yachid who gets an extra brach. Amar Rashi Masnisin Namideka. If you take a close look at the Lashna Mishnah, it seems pretty clear that what? That second and third sets of fast days both feature 24 brachis. Diktani. Ma'ilu yiseiros al rishenis. In what way were the third and final fast days more severe than the previous set? Elo shebe'ilu masriyim v'noyalan esachanuyis. During the last phase of fast days, they used to add trua, they used to blow shofar, to ma'irer l'tshuva, they used to lock up the groceries. In this way, the third and final set was more chomer than the previous set of fast days. Ava b'chol devrein, apparently regarding everything else, zev zeh shavin, second and third sets were equal and the same. And there was chavdal brachis including the Shemoneh Esrei of the second set of fast days as well. And let's assume the same regarding the first set, which are compared to the second set. In which case, when the Braisa speaks about 19 brachas on the fast days, that's the Yachid, who gets an extra bracha for Aneinu. V'chi Tema, perhaps you'll say, Hachana Mitana V'shir. Perhaps the Braisa is just leaving something out, omitting something from the list of comparisons. Perhaps, really, the din of Chavdalot brachas by Shemoneh Esrei only applies in the third set, not in the second set. Why didn't the Braisa point it out? Why didn't the Mishnah point it out? Left something out. But really, there is no 24 brachas in the second set, and perhaps during the first set as well. It's only 19, and that's what the Braisa is speaking about. The Shliach Tzibur has 19, but not a Yacht. V'ho, how can you say that? Ma'ilu k'toni. Ma'ilu sounds pretty accurate. These are the differences between second and third sets of fasting. Just these, Trua and Noyal Nachanuyus. But brachas? Both sets of fast days, second and third phases, get 24 brachas. V'tispura. Do you really mean to think, really mean to say that Ma'ilu Dafku, that the words Ma'ilu are accurate and Dafku? This is the only difference between the two sets of fast days. We have an omission, V'ashir La Teva, left out the concept of Teva, which only applies in the third set, not in the second set. So apparently the Braisa, the Mishnah, I mean, left something out. And apparently he left out the Chavdalot Brachas as well, which only applies in the final set of fast days, not in the middle set. Imishum Teva Lav Shiurhu. While leaving out the concept of the Teva being carried through the street, that's not an omission. Mishum Dekachoshev Le'abidach Kipirik, that's discussed in the next parak. Whoever learns the first parak, will Bez Hashem get to the next parak, says Rashi. We don't have to cover all bases at once. That's a topic discussed at great length, in great detail, the next parak. And therefore, it's not considered an omission from this list. And therefore, otherwise, the list is pretty accurate. And the fact that the Mishnah does not bring this as a dividing point, meaning, the Mishnah says there are only two differences between the second and third sets of fast days. Masrin and Alan Sachanuyus. Apparently, otherwise, they're equal. Which means Chavdal Brachas are recited in the second set of Taniyus as well. And therefore, in the first set as well. And therefore, when the Braisa speaks about 19 Brachas, that's a Yachid, not a Tzibur. Says there one more point. Let's not give up. Hash to the Asas Lachi. But now you have come to this point. You have arrived at this point. That what? That something discussed in the next parak does not have to be addressed in this parak. Listen to this. Esen Ra'abo Nami Lav Shiuru. Perhaps we can speculate and say that during the second phase of Taniyos, there was no 24 brachas. Only 19. 24 only applied in the third and final state. Only in those last seven. If so, why did the Mishnah point it out? This is another point of distinction between second phase of fast days and third phase. Lav shiuru is not considered a shiur. You know why? The k'toni lo bidach pirkim. That's discussed later in the next parak. We don't have to go into every detail of taniyos. We're not up to that topic yet. Oh, if that's the case, then we can very easily say that indeed 24 brachas in Shemoneh Esrei only applies during the last phase of fast days, during the last stage of seven taniyos, as opposed to the previous stages, as opposed to the first three, the next three. They didn't feature extra brachas in Shemoneh Esrei. The Mishnah simply didn't point out these things because we're not up to the discussion of the content of Shemoneh Esrei, of the 24 brachas, which I'll discuss in great detail the next parak. Having said that, the Braisa that spoke about a tzibur engaging in 19 brachas, it can very well be speaking about the Shliach Tzibur during the first two phases of fast days, where there were no 24 brachas, only 19. The 19th being Aneinu, which is an extra new bracha for the Shliach Tzibur. But perhaps a Yachid doesn't get that privilege. We can't modify the Shemoneh Esrei on his behalf. So, back to the original question. Does the Yachid say Aneinu as a separate bracha, or does he insert it into Shemei Tefillah? We tried to bring a rise back and forth with no conclusion. Mai Havela, so what's the conclusion? Amachlekes. Omar Rav Shmo Bas Sas Retoi, Mechein Amar Chia Bar Ashi, Omar Rav, Bein Goyel Roife. He gets an extra new bracha composed, which is inserted between Goyel and Roife. Just as the Tzibur gets its own bracha, it's not considered making a new bracha for the Yachid. He's part of the Tzibur, he's part of the Tanis Tzibur, and it seems like even if it's his own personal tannis, a fast day gets a new bracha. Rav Ashi Omar, Mishmeid Rav Yanei, Beida Vishmol, Bishemei Atfila. A Yachid doesn't modify his Shemen Esrei, he puts it into Shemei Atfila. Yachid, and the conclusion is Bishemei Atfila, as we do today. Shtech Tzibur, he has his own personal bracha, between Goyal and Reifei, but us, the Yidi Tzibur, we put it into Shemei Atfila. Okay, let's do a quick chazara. We discussed Issur Rechitza during Tanis Tzibur, during a period of Avelis. When we have two negative elements, Chamin, it's hot water, and it's Kol Gufo, in all cases it's Asa. When you have two positive elements, it's Soinin, and it's just Panav Yadav Araglav. So you have two factors that are favorable. In this case, it's always Mutter. What if it's one-on-one? For instance, it's hot water, but it's just Panav Yadav Araglav. During a fast day, it's Mutter. By Avelis, even that is Asr. We don't want any diversion. We want full focus on the experience. Likewise, if it's Kol Gufay, but it's just Soinin. So once again, it's one favorable element. Rav says Rav Chisda, during a Tanis, it's Mutter. However, by an Avel, Rav Chisda says, that's Asr. Whereas Rav in the first Gersa held that even in this case, even by an Avel, it would be Mutter. Of course, as pointed out earlier, by Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur were machmer, even to be moishet etz boi b'tzoyin would be asr, even a small measure of tanak is asr in these cases, concluded with the bracha v'aneinu. So, according to one shita, he gets his own personal bracha, whereas according to the other shita, and that's indeed the maskana sagamora v'ilchasa, v'shemei atfila. Kotev to you and hatzlacha rabbah.